With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. At their vice presidential debate, J.D. Vance and Tim Walz discussed the Middle East crisis and global leadership. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Debating on a day when Iran fired missiles at Israel, Walz touted Kamala Harris as a steady leader and argued that Trump is unstable.
It's those that were closest to Donald Trump that understand how dangerous he is when the world is this dangerous.
But Vance said there were fewer wars during the Trump administration and that peace was achieved through strength.
Donald Trump actually delivered stability in the world, and he did it by establishing effective deterrence.
Both men voiced support for Israel in a debate that was incredibly civil and respectful in tone. Greg Clugston, New York.
Also at SRNnews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the stakes in the Middle East are historic.
Here's an opportunity for the United States to change the entire balance of power, both in the Middle East, but in the world. Iran is behind 99.9% of all the violence in the Middle East, and not just in the Middle East. Here's an opportunity to humble Iran, create a situation where the people of Iran will sense that the Ayatollahs are weak.
Oren says Israel will retaliate against the Iranian missile attack.
Israel will defend itself against anybody who shoots at us. Anybody. Everybody is on notice.
Oren, who was interviewed by Salem Radio Network, says he hopes the U.S. will take more than just a defensive posture against Iranian aggression. In New York City, security is being increased across the five boroughs after Iran's attack on Israel and the start of the Jewish New Year. NYPD Chief of Patrol John Chell says the NYPD is launching its High Holy Day security early to ensure the safety of New Yorkers. Security will be beefed up at city synagogues, houses of worship, and diplomatic consulates. This is SRN News. John Kerry says he believes the First Amendment is a problem. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The former Secretary of State told the World Economic Forum that when it comes to fighting what he calls disinformation, quote, our First Amendment stands as a major block. Kerry is adding his voice to a growing chorus of liberals who seem to be casting doubt on the value of the amendment, which guarantees Americans religious freedom and freedom of speech, amongst other things. This development seems especially strange given liberals' historic tendency to use the First Amendment to defend a wide range of unorthodox speech and behavior. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International rights groups say Nicaragua is sliding into authoritarianism as the government shuts down more than 1,500 nonprofits, about half of which are churches and ministries. The closures are the latest in a long-running crackdown on religious groups, some of the last influential independent organizations in the country. This is SRN News. The chair of the House Oversight Committee subpoenas Secretary Mayorkas over information linking Governor Tim Walz to the Chinese Communist Party.
House Oversight and Accountability Committee Chairman James Comer of Kentucky subpoenaed Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Monday for information from a whistleblower allegedly related to Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the Democratic nominee for vice president, and a vague connection to the Chinese Communist Party. Comer sent a letter accompanying the subpoena issued on the day before the vice presidential debate between Walz and Republican Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio that his committee received the whistleblower disclosure about, quote, serious concern among Department of Homeland Security personnel regarding a longstanding connection between Walz and China. Comer gave Mayorkas until October 7th to produce the documents. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
American Pickers star Frank Fritz has died at the age of 60. His co-star confirmed the news on social media Tuesday morning. They say that comes after a stroke he had 2 years ago. More details at SRNnews.com.